In this bulletin, Tropical Cyclone Koji set to make landfall in Queensland. A state disaster declaration remains in place across fire-ravaged parts of Victoria. And in tennis, Aryna Sabalenka books a spot in her third consecutive Brisbane International Final. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Angelica Waite. Tropical Cyclone Koji is forecast to cross the North Queensland coast in the coming hours as a Category 1 system. The Bureau of Meteorology says it will make landfall between Townsville and Bowen, bringing with it damaging gusts of up to 120 kilometres per hour and the risk of life-threatening flash flooding. The affected zone stretches from Townsville and Mackay, including Bowen, Prosperon and the Whitsunday Islands. Premier David Crisafulli says these Queenslanders have already had to face weeks of heavy rains and flooding.
Our great concern remains that rainfall because it can lead to flooding in a large part of the state on the coast. Many of these areas have received big rainfall in the last week.
A state disaster declaration remains in place across fire-ravaged parts of Victoria as emergency services continue to battle out-of-control blazes. More than a dozen fires are still burning across the state, while authorities say at least 130 buildings have been destroyed, including homes and agricultural properties. Authorities have described the losses sustained in major fires in Walwa, Otway and Longwood as significant. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan has praised all residents who heeded evacuation orders.
Communities did respond. They did leave, and I thank you for that, because it is by taking the advice, listening to the emergency services and following the advice, we know that is both the best way to save and protect lives. It's also enormously important to support the work of the firefighters who are out there protecting our community.
In Uganda, thousands of supporters of opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine have attended a rally ahead of the country's election this week. Veteran leader 81-year-old Yoweri Museveni has been in power since 1986 and is aiming for a new term of office in the vote on the 15th of January. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, called on authorities to ensure that everyone can take part fully and safely in the election. His office has released a report that concludes the vote is taking place in an environment marked by widespread repression and intimidation. Mr. Wine says he and his supporters will not be deterred by efforts to suppress them, including police force being deployed against them.
Many times, as you have seen, they are hounding us. They are beating us left, right and centre. They are tear gassing us. They pepper spray us. They even shoot live bullets at us. They are scared of the people. They know that the people are voting out a dictator. But as you can see, all the military and the police are under capture. What they are doing is illegal.
Nearly 50 authors have pulled out of next month's Adelaide Writers' Week after the festival elected to remove Palestinian author, lawyer and activist Randa Abdel Fattah. The Adelaide Festival's board announced on Thursday it did not wish to proceed with Dr. Abdel Fattah's appearance at the event due to what it called national grief and community tensions after the Bondi Beach mass shooting on December 14th. The board clarified it does not mean to suggest her writings have any connection with the tragedy. Award-winning local and international writers, including Trent Dalton, Helen Garner, Zadie Smith and Yanis Varoufakis, have all withdrawn from the event in protest. Mr. Varoufakis, who also served as Greece's former finance minister, says he's disappointed by the turn of events.
I was very much looking forward to returning to Adelaide for what has been for decades now a brilliant festival of books, ideas and debates. No longer. The Zionist lobby has destroyed it by forcing the board of the Adelaide Writers' Festival to disinvite Randa Abdel Fattah, by forcing the director of the Australian Writers' Festival, the remarkable Louise Adler, my great Jewish friend, to resign. They are leaving me, personally, with no option.
And in tennis, world number one Aryna Sabalenka has charged into a third consecutive Brisbane International Final with a straight sets win over Karolina Muchova. Muchova won the previous three meetings between the pair, but there was no stopping the defending Brisbane champion Sabalenka, who triumphed 6-3, 6-4 in an hour and 29 minutes. The 27-year-old hasn't dropped a set in her title defence and will play Ukrainian Marta Kostyuk in the decider tonight. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Angelica Waite.